a lot of government departments are already doing some work in this arena. For example, the National Monument Service is doing work on protected landscapes and archaeological sites. So there's some work underway, but we would like to see a much more coordinated approach which addresses all forms of heritage. This register is a first step in identifying heritage site, landscape, cultural assets that are vulnerable to the impact of climate change. And then when that information is gathered, it will inform a strategic approach to addressing, you know, some of the consequences and the results of climate change on our sites.